This last session this morning, I'm going to take, and I normally take and share at least one message. Pastor Clear will be preaching and teaching at the other sessions. But take your Bible, if you will, turn to Joshua 24. I wasn't sure when I would share this message, so with your book, it's the last outline. Now, I'm not going to try to compete with Pastor Clear. I do have some notes, but I'm not going to have as many notes as he does up at the top there. I'll have to jot down more things. But I did give you an outline, if you will, there in your booklet, so you can take that and kind of jot notes in between the. You can put some meat on the skeleton there. That's the tricky button there. Joshua 24. This is probably a familiar passage to a lot of us. I preached through Joshua mostly last year and then some into this year as this was our theme for our church, being courageous, and I just felt like we had not exhausted the theme, so we just kept on going with it. And it's been good this year as well. The theme verse we chose, and this, I shared this last year, a lot of you weren't here last year, but look just page, maybe across the page, Joshua 23, okay? And verse 6. And chapter 23 ties in with 24, so these go together. Joshua is challenging the people, of course, towards the end of his life, after they had possessed the majority of the land. And he says, verse 6, chapter 23, "Be ye therefore very courageous to keep and to do all that is written in the book of the law of Moses. Ye turn not aside therefrom to the right hand or to the left." And God had told Joshua to be courageous all throughout the book. It started that way. Joshua chapter 1, to be strong in the Lord and be ye therefore very courageous. And I felt like we as a church and we as men, also last year, we need to have that same challenge. Be reminded, be courageous. Amen. Amen. And I think that continues this year. And hopefully you've found that challenge to encourage you, God has used that to help you to be bold. And I just want to encourage you to continue on this year. The things that Pastor Clear is sharing with us are things that we all deal with as men. Temptation, anger, and the other things he's going to bring up. Obviously, prayer, that's something that we deal with as Christian men, finding that time to spend with the Lord. We need to be challenged in that, and we need to help, and we need help in that area. And so I want you to rise to the challenge to be courageous.
Amen.
This little bit of time we have here, I want to remind you that being courageous is a choice.
That's right.
It doesn't come naturally. It's not something you just grow into. It's not something that you'll do just because your pastor does it, or just because your pastor brought you to a men's meeting. You have to make the choice. And every day, we have to make the choice to just rise up and be courageous. Amen? Let's look, and we're going to kind of look through the whole chapter 24, not all of it, but several sections of it at different times. Let's just read, though, the verse you probably all are, a lot of us are familiar with, okay? Verse 15, chapter 24, verse 15, says, "And if it seem evil unto you to serve the Lord, choose you this day whom you will serve. Whether the gods which your fathers served that were on the other side of the flood, or the gods of the Amorites in whose land you dwell. But as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord."
Amen.
Joshua just put it to the test, didn't he? He said, you need to make a choice. Choose you this day whom you will serve. But he made it very clear, as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord.
Amen.
He challenged them to make a choice. He said, but I've already made my choice. Now you do the same thing. I'm not going to spend a lot of time on that verse, but that's where it really hinges, you know. And we're going to, again, look over the whole chapter kind of in general here this morning. There's three things I want to point out, okay, in this chapter. We see there's a presentation that Joshua makes. There's a place where they are, and then the proclamation that he makes. And again, we must choose to be courageous and live for me. It's a choice. It's not something that just comes by default. Even as Christians, you think, oh, I'm saved, and it's just going to be a natural thing. No, we have to choose to let God be in control.
Amen.
Because we still have a wicked, sinful nature.
Yep.
We still deal with the flesh.
Yep.
And if we just coast, it's going to take control.
Yep.
We have to make that choice.
Right.
Let's have a word of prayer to get started with our service and our message, and then we'll get into the scripture. Lord, thank you for this morning. Thank you for the fellowship we've had. Thank you for the preaching, the teaching of your word. And now, Lord, as we look at this passage, we pray, Lord, you would, again, teach us and help us, Lord. Lord, help us to be committed, just be men of courage, to be strong, Lord, in the faith, and Lord, to stand for you, Lord, even when it's difficult. And I pray that, Lord, we would each draw closer to you, and Lord, have a stronger faith in you, and a stronger stand for you as a result of this time. Help me, I pray, as I share your word now in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
So the first thing we see is in verse 1 of chapter 24. It says, Joshua gathered all the tribes of Israel to Shechem and called for the elders of Israel, for their heads, their judges, for the officers, and presented themselves before God. This word, it says they presented themselves. And that's the first thought I want to point out here. They presented themselves. You know, it's like there in Romans chapter 12, verse 1, one of my favorite New Testament verses, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice.
Amen.
Holy, acceptable unto the Lord.
Amen.
There's a phrase that if you've served in the military, you've probably heard this, you need to be present and accounted for. Are you going to be AWOL with God? Are you going to be present and accounted for? When God's looking for a man to stand in the gap, when God's looking for a man to serve, God's looking for someone he wants to use to be a witness, to lead a family, to lead your family, to serve in your church, are you going to be available? Or are you going to be missing in action? You know, here, the nation of Israel was gathered together. They presented themselves before the Lord. Sometimes we just are able. Yeah? There's an opportunity, there's a need, and I'm busy, God. Sorry, I missed that. How many times have I seen as a pastor, you know, and not just, I've seen other times too, but especially as a pastor, people that they missed a service, and then they find out what was announced at service, that we're going to be doing a special ministry or something. And of course, we try to keep people informed, and not just announce it one time, you know, we'll try to sneak things in. But if you're not at church and you miss out on what God has for you, you're missing it.
That's right.
You know, the Word of God will only help you if you get into it.
Amen.
Church will only help you if you're there.
That's right.
To get it.
Amen.
Okay? That's why, you know, we and I'm sure all these other pastors are the same, we emphasize Wednesday night.
Amen.
It's not just an optional service. You need to be there. Study night's important. Study school is important. Visitation is important. All those things. These are opportunities to serve. Be present and accounted for.
Amen.
The children of God in the nation of Israel, they were present. They said, we are here, Joshua. What does God have to say to us? What does God want us to do? Amen. They presented themselves. Being courageous takes commitment. The second thing I want to point out is the place where they're at. Okay, it's real simple this morning, okay? Where they were. This place, Shechem. And it's not the first time we've heard of Shechem in the Bible. Shechem is a familiar place for the children of Israel. This is where Abraham first received a promise that God would give his seed to the land of Canaan. And it was there that Abraham responded by building an altar This is back in Genesis chapter 12, verses 6 and 7. It was there. Those verses that read, I'll just read them. It says, Abraham passed through the land of the place of Shechem, unto the plain of Moreh. And the Canaanite was then in the land. And the Lord appeared unto Abram and said, unto thy seed will I give this land. And there builded he an altar unto the Lord who appeared unto him. Abraham had built an altar there, very close to where now this promise is being fulfilled. The nation of Israel is conquered the land. Amen. There they are. No doubt they could see this altar that Abraham had built in the distance. But no, it wasn't this place where Abraham had built an altar. It was where Jacob had, he stopped in Shechem. And there had buried buried idols. Genesis 35, verse 4. And they gave unto Jacob all the strange gods which were in their hand, all the earrings which were in their ears. And Jacob hid them under the oak which was by Shechem. This was a familiar place to the nation of Israel. Now here they were. Okay? Joshua chapter 8. They had gathered here before. Just not too long before this gathering. And Joshua chapter 8 verse 30. Joshua then built an altar unto the Lord God of Israel in the Mount Ebal. As Moses the servant of the Lord commanded the children of Israel, as is written in the book of the law of Moses, an altar of whole stones, over which no man had lifted up any iron. They offered thereupon burnt offerings unto the Lord, and they sacrificed peace offerings. They had built this altar when they had conquered the majority of the land there in this very same area. These altars, memorials. You men who've been up here the past several years, you know I believe in memorials. Amen. I have a stone garden. It's not just for beautiful things. It's memorials, reminders of what God's done in my life, in our family's life, and how God is here in New Zealand. And I've shared many times the rocks. Amen. Brought in the rocks. You know, I don't want to just stop with visas, though. I've told our church, I've shared with you men many times, I believe God brought us through the fire with those visas as a church because He's got bigger things in store for us. I'm not gonna divulge any information right now, but I'll tell you. I will tell you this: God is going to do some big things in the north in the next few years. I am so excited for Cabot Baptist Church. Amen. We have a future like we've never imagined.
Amen.
And our men are pumped up about it. Amen.
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 Too much. too many cookies on that last time. We're pumped up about it. It's going to take some faith, though.
Yeah.
It's going to take God.
Yeah.
Amen.
God's going to do it.
Amen.
Right.
God's going to do it. And when He does, we're going to set up some stones on our memorials. Yeah, we're excited to see what God's doing. What about your life? You know, here in our booklet, and I know you're taking notes, all right, but back in the first part, some of you men will remember we had this resolution we offered. Now, I didn't print these out last year, or this year, and we printed out, had an A4, some of you wanted an A3 of it. I have an A3 of it in my office. And this resolution, it just goes through, and it's a commitment. And you sign in daily. And several of you took this home, and it's been about almost 12 months. You have a memorial somewhere, hopefully. You still have that. Mine's in my office. Maybe it's hanging in your lounge. Maybe it's in your study. You made a commitment in this place. Say, God, I'm serious about being a man of God. I'm serious about leading my home, my children. I'm going to be a man of integrity. I'm going to not hold on to anger. I'm going to forget the bitterness. I'm going to forgive and move on. You're back in this place. Is the stone still there?
Amen.
Were you really serious about it? Or 3 months' time, you took it down. Mm-hmm. You didn't know where it's at. Hey, you're not doing that for me. Okay? It's not for me. I don't care what you do with a piece of paper. But you made a commitment to God.
Amen.
I want to be serious about this. I want to be a man of courage. I want to be a man of integrity. We're back in the same place. You know, the sad thing is that our commitments, they do fade, don't they? That's the whole purpose of revival. We have to be revived. The nation of Israel, their covenant with God had to be renewed. And just like Abraham had, God had made a promise to Abraham, and Abraham had received the blessing of that, then it had been passed on. Moses had received that promise, and Moses' generation had received that promise. They had committed themselves at Mount Sinai to their covenant. And sadly, they didn't keep the covenant. They failed in the wilderness. They didn't receive the blessing of the promised land. And now this generation has come and received the blessing, and now it's time for them to make a commitment to God. Will they keep the promises, keep the covenant? That's what Joshua's challenging them with. Will you serve the Lord your God?
Amen.
I ask you this morning, are you going to renew your commitment to the Lord? Are you going to renew your commitment to be courageous and stand for the Lord?
Amen.
Don't let it just be a piece of paper. Don't let it just be another meeting. Hey, get serious with the Lord. The things that God challenged you with through the preaching and teaching of His Word this weekend, take it to heart.
Amen.
Don't let it just be a meeting and, I'm here to get to fishing in. I'm here to get to fellowship. No, you ought to be here to get hold of God.
Amen.
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 Amen. And all of the other things, those are secondary. Amen.
Amen.
Right. They're wonderful. I love the fellowship. I love coming together. But we need to be seeking the Lord first.
Amen.
Right.
Amen. We need to recommit our lives in this place to being courageous. And then, what did Joshua challenge them with? The proclamation. Well, first of all, through the first half of this chapter, from verses 2 down to verse 13, God reminds them of what He's done for them. He reminds them of His deliverance. 17 times, the Lord refers to Himself as He who delivered them. Now, Joshua is, giving all this, but the Lord is the one who gave it to Joshua. And God is saying, this is who I am and what I've done. Again, I think God puts us up against the wall sometimes, so to speak. He brings those mountains into our lives so that we never forget.
Yes.
There was no way.
Amen.
God had to do those things.
That's right.
Amen.
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 Man, you always want to remember what God has done. And we've been studying the crossing of the Red Sea summit on Sunday nights. And that's one thing that's come out. That God, for the nation of Israel, God did this for them because it had to be so big and so miraculous that there could be no doubt. And they would never forget it. Every time that there was, they didn't be reminded of who God was. It was the God who brought you out of Egypt. The God of the Red Sea. And it was that reference point. And, God will do that in our lives. God has done great things in our lives.
Amen.
You say, Pastor, I'm just saved. Yeah. If you're saved, God does some great things in your life.
Amen.
God saved you, pulled you out of the pits of hell.
That's right.
That's a great thing.
Amen.
He set your feet upon a rock.
That's right.
He loved you with an everlasting love.
Amen.
You said, my life, I'm not some preacher. I haven't had some spectacular life. If you're saved, you've got a spectacular life.
That's right.
It's just getting started.
Amen.
Never forget who you are. It's a child of God. Where God's delivered you from. Where He's placed you. Amen.
Right.
John 15, verse 16 says, ye have not chosen me, but I have chosen you and ordained you that you should go and bring forth fruit, that your fruit should remain. That whatsoever ye shall ask of the Father in my name, He may give it you. Hey, God has chosen you. That you have fruit that remains. God wants you to bear fruit. Amen. 1 Peter 2, 9 and 10. Ye are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, and a holy nation, a peculiar people. These should show forth the praises of Him who hath called you out of darkness into His marvelous light. Which in time past you were not a people, but now are the people of God, which had not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy. That's who we are in Christ. I didn't plan on referencing this one, but there's another thing here in our booklet. A few more pages in. This autobiography. Believer's autobiography. And I've shared this in years past. I enjoy this. I'm going to put that back. I'm going to leave that in there. Who we are in Christ. I'm a child of God. I'm a child of the King.
Amen.
I am forgiven. I'm saved by grace through faith.
Amen.
I am justified. I'm sanctified. I'm a new creature in Christ. Partaker of His divine nature. Accepted into beloved. A joint heir with Jesus. We're overcoming the world. Overcoming the wicked one. Overcoming the spirit of Antichrist. Overcoming good with evil. That's a typo. Good with evil. I know. Good, evil with good. Yeah, that is right. Evil with good. Overcoming through the blood of the Lamb. We are more than a conqueror through Christ. All these things. And this isn't a complete list. This is just some things we're highlighting. Hey, never forget what God has done for you. Amen. God has delivered us. Amen.
Amen.
And that should motivate us. Back here in Joshua, that God was reminding them. It's interesting, in this time period with the nation of Israel, other nations, they would often, when they would come together with a treaty, okay, between two nations, it was structured much like Joshua 24 is. And it's almost like God was making a treaty with them. He said, this is what I've done for you, and this is where we are. This is our standing, so to speak. And now, if you will do this, I will bless. Again, it was renewing the covenant for this generation. And here, God wants to bless us. Does that mean, does God's blessing mean that we're going to be wealthy, that we're going to have health and wealth? No, that's not what God's guaranteeing, okay? But God is promising a spiritual blessing to those who follow Him.
Amen.
And pursue Him. But God will grant peace, and God will work in our lives. He wants to make that commitment to us if we'll be committed to Him. He reminds them of their deliverance, and then the last thing we see here then is the verses we read, verse 14 to 15. Now therefore fear the Lord and serve Him in sincerity and in truth. Put away the gods which your fathers served on the other side of the flood and in Egypt, and serve ye the Lord. Now therefore fear the Lord. That therefore, you got to go back and see what it's there for. Amen? That's what we just looked at. All those things that God did, brought them out of the land of Egypt and brought them through the wilderness. Delivered them through all the trials of that previous generation. He mentions even verse 9, Balak and Moab and Balaam. All the things that God did. He brought them into Canaan and then did all the miracles. Jericho and Ai, all those things that God did for them, helped the sun, made the sun stand still for 24 hours. And then God says, because I've done all this, for all these things, therefore, put away the gods your father served and serve ye the Lord. And if God saved you, He owes, you owe Him your allegiance.
Right.
If He saved you from hell, then what more could we ask? What more should we do than just serve Him? Amen.
Amen.
Then again, this is like a counterpart of Romans 12. Amen. Present your bodies. Therefore, why? For the mercies of God.
Amen.
Yeah.
For everything He's done for us. Amen.
That's right.
We need to serve in sincerity and truth. Do we just serve the Lord on Sunday? Do we just serve the Lord when the family's looking? Or are we serving when no one's looking?
Right.
Are we courageous all the time? Or just, when it's convenient?
Mm.
Now, let's be strong in the Lord. Let's be courageous. Let's stand with integrity. Let's stand, you know, in the truth all the time.
Amen.
I said, when we open up, we must choose to be courageous. I'll ask you three questions just in closing. Okay, again, this is a simple thing this morning. Number one, are you present and accounted for? Are you available for God to use? Have you, as we sometimes sing, is your all on the altar? Have you made everything available to God? Or is there something you're holding back? You say, God, I'll do this. This is available, but you can't have that. This is my thing. Or this is what I do, and this is it. No, it's got to be all on the altar. Yep. Hey, these altars that, you know, Abraham, Jacob, Joshua, that they built, they were places of sacrifice. It costs to be courageous. We miss that. But we need to make ourselves available. And it's not that God is trying to hurt us or hold us back. God wants us to make everything available so that He can load us up with everything He has available.
Amen.
Remember a teacher years ago in Bible school, he gave us his own time. It was so good. He said, you know, when we surrender everything to God, we lay our arms wide open, our hands wide open. You're holding nothing, holding on to nothing. You just let it all go. That's when your arms are wide open to receive everything God has for you. You have to let go.
Amen.
Are you available? Mm-hmm. Number two, are you leaving memorials, reminders of your decisions and past victories for other generations to follow? What a blessing it was for the children of Israel to be in Shechem and to see in the distance the stones. Hey, this is the same place Abraham was. This is where he came through just as a pilgrim. And God promised him one day we would be here. Centuries later, here we are. Down into Egypt. Slavery. In the wilderness. Wandering around us. You know, strangers. We cross into the land. A land of giants. And God made them all fall. God kept His promise. The promise that Abraham claimed centuries before. Now we're the recipients of that. What a blessing. Hey, let's leave some memorials for the next generation. Amen? Mm-hmm. One of the things I've challenged our church with, and in fact, you see it here in Joshua. I didn't write the verse down, so we won't turn there. All right. But one of the things that Joshua challenged the children of Israel with in this in the closing part of his life was they had been recipients of so many things that they did not earn themselves. The houses, the lands, all that the Canaanites had, God had just given it to them.
Mm-hmm.
And yes, they did have to go out and fight, but then God did the fighting. God gave them the victory. It was God who gave the victories. They engaged themselves, but God gave the victories. And they inherited lands and houses and vineyards that they did not plant, houses they did not build, cities that they had not built. God had been so good. Hey, what are we going to leave behind for the next generation? I've challenged our church. What are we going to leave? So we have received many benefits from the previous generations of our church. We have a building. We have facilities, all these things. And we are blessed, greatly blessed as a church. But we cannot just live on the past generation's blessings. Yeah, God was good 10, 15, 20 years ago. God helped start this church. What's God going to do for the next generation? Well, what's God doing today that the next generation will talk about tomorrow? We've got to build upon the foundation.
Amen.
Let's leave some things for them to see. That, hey, God was faithful back then, but God was faithful yesterday, and God will be faithful today, and God will be faithful tomorrow.
Amen.
Yeah. Amen.
This year, I almost put in in the booklet, I wish I had, I almost put in a prayer journal sample. You know, it's good to have physical reminders of what God is doing.
That's right. Yeah.
Our church prayer list, we have a side on it where we date the answer.
Amen.
That's right.
And I think that's important.
Yes.
And oftentimes we'll take, you know, every 6 weeks or so we have a praise night. We don't, you know, our Wednesdays is a prayer meeting. But every couple months or so, 6 weeks or so, we'll have a praise night. We don't pray. Request, we just give praise.
Amen.
Amen.
We stop and think about what God has done, the answers He's given.
Yeah. Yeah.
And when we do that, we're jotting down the answers. And I keep an ongoing record of that, and at the end of the year, I'll print it out and I'll show the church, hey, look what God did this past 12 months.
Amen.
Amen.
Look how God's worked.
That's right.
We need to remember that, hey, God is at work.
That's right.
Yeah.
And we forget that. You know, if you don't have a written prayer list, get one. And one of the best things to do with a written prayer list is not only you write down what you're praying, you can write down specifically what you're praying about, you can pray more specific, but then you can write down the answer. You can write down when God gives the answer. And keep it. Hold on to that. Man, I think of the it's not my notes. I'm thinking off the top of my head here. Orphanage in England, Bristol.
Mueller.
Yeah. The journals of Mueller, the prayer journals of Mueller.
Mm.
Just hundreds of pages of answers in prayer.
Amen.
And it wasn't just, you know, that he prayed and how much he prayed, although that was tremendous, but then to see all those answers to prayer.
Mm, that's right.
He recorded it. Hey, set up a memorial, amen, on what God is doing in your life so that other generations will follow and see that. And then the last thing, number three, will you choose at the present time to be courageous? Just choose. It's a choice every day. Amen. Present yourselves and make yourself available to the Lord. Choose to be courageous. It's simple, but it's true. It's simple, but it's hard. If you try to live for the Lord, you know that, don't you? Mm-hmm. I just want to remind you, keep on.
Amen.
Amen. Keep choosing to be.